How are you, Thomas?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
You know what's a nightmare when you become a parent and you start echoing some of the things that your parents did and said? And if it was up to my two boys, they would never take showers and they would never brush their teeth. It's a nightmare.
I can understand. I have two boys myself, and brushing the teeth, good. Flossing, usually out of the question.
Well,
But it's so important, though, and because, the dentistry is based so much on prevention. And now people are keeping their teeth much longer, and really need to take care of them. They're meant to last a lifetime.
The American Dental Association's new report breaking down the barriers to oral health for all Americans, repairing the tattered safety net. I know that you folks are diving in to deal with the 2.8 million people in Michigan who depend on the so-called health safety net. Talk about what you want to do to make sure people get the correct dental help.
Yes, thank you. The Michigan Dental Association has been very committed over the years to improving access to care and breaking down some of these barriers. And actually, the Michigan has the gold standard, really, for providing services to children which qualify for Medicaid. And it's called the Healthy Kids Dental Program, which was initiated as a pilot program about 10 years ago. And it's a cooperative program with the Michigan Department of Community Health and Delta Dental. And it has greatly increased access to care for kids. And more dentists participate, almost all the dentists in the state participate. And therefore, the kids have access to the care, takes care of all their problems, get them on a regular routine basic care. But the problem is, it is in 65 of Michigan's 83 counties. And the counties that are left out are now the major metropolitan counties. Detroit, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Ingham County does not have it, and Kent County. And as we've said, we think that legislators, lawmakers need to take oral health care seriously and fund that program in the rest of the state, in the rest of the county.
Well, as you know, funding is at a premium. Where are they going to find the money?
Yes, it really is. And our concern is, as I said, dentistry is very preventive, and really, in the long run, this will save money. Keeping these people out of emergency rooms, which we know is very expensive and does not solve the problem. And in order to expand it to the remaining counties, it would cost the state about $30 million. And the federal match, though, see, that's what's left on the table every year, is when the state can't come up with the money to match those federal funds. And so it's really a program that would pay off down the road if that was put into the remaining counties.
So what are you folks going to do to try and get the administrators, or I should say legislators, to hear you?
Yes, we continually work with them. They have, I will give them credit, they have expanded by a couple counties each year here and there, but they still have not gotten into the ones which really need it now, and the ones where the safety net really does not cover these kids. And so there have been various proposals of raising different sorts of revenues, everything from taxes on soda pop to other sorts of things like that, which would generate the revenue to do that. But they see the benefits of the program, but it's just the challenge of coming up with the funding.
Thomas Kohlheiser is the Director of Public Affairs for the Michigan Dental Association. If people want more information, where can they go?
They can go to smilemichigan.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Thomas. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. The same to you, Tony.